Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have GZO's Brian Claggett talking about his very candid letter to credit unions. Don't miss it. What can credit unions do in general, or credit or financial institutions do in general to be better at this, to be more proactive, to reach out? Like we said at the top of the show, is that they have the technology, the data is there. We keep talking about big data left and right. It's there. You know, what can they do to be this primary resource for members?
First, I think they philosophically have to come to an agreement within all these organizations that banking is probably the epitome of the personal business. You know, think about it. I mean, in the banking industry, no matter what part of the industry you're in, whether it's financial planning, financial services, general, credit unions, banks, you know, we have the ability in this industry to have a lasting impact on the members we serve.
Mm-hmm.
A lifetime value proposition when you really think about it. So we need to figure out what that lifetime value proposition is. Then we need to really think, how do we engage the customer we serve? Are we engaging in such a way that we're listening, that we're asking questions? You can't just put a promise out there that says, we want to be your lifetime financial partner. And I see this, I mean, there are hundreds of financial institutions.
Every day.
I mean, and by the way, it's become sort of like a commoditized war cry. You know, that's another issue. You know, how do you make your brand, you know, differentiated and unique and genuine? You know, I've got several friends that like to talk about creating authenticity in branding. Authenticity is about listening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want a financial partner who, not necessarily are my friend, not necessarily who's intrusive, but I want them to come to me and say, you know, it's time that we gut check the direction you're taking. Let's make sure that you're taking the right steps to secure a safe, rewarding financial future, or any kind of financial future for that matter. And we're not doing that. We're not finding, we're trying to pigeonhole people, I think, into, you know, these broad categories: planning for college, planning for retirement, planning for a first home, maybe planning for a second home. And even in those cases, I don't think we're creating the opportunities to kind of interrupt, the opportunities to inquire and to create a dialogue. It just isn't happening.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's because there's lack of data. I don't believe that's the case. I think it's just lack of intuition. I think it's lack of commitment. We're not engaging. Maybe the industry is, maybe we're not, you know, compensating some of the folks in the branches enough, or we're not compensating the people that are in the call centers enough to have a vested interest in, you know, the Brian Claggetts, you know, or the Mikes. You know, they're not there for me.
Right,
probably at my primary financial institution, I've probably gone through six or seven, we'll call them bankers, in the last 4 years.
That's a lot.
So I don't have a real person now
I
can commit to. And that's kind of scary when you think of what's going on in the fintech space. You know, right now we had Finovate yesterday and you saw that all that's going on. You've got robo advisors now popping up. What's going to happen when conceivably technology can serve an advisory role better than the traditional banker? See, I personally want to deal with a person. And I think that most people do, and statistically that's what we're seeing. People still want to know that's a real person that I can speak to address my financial needs. I want the technology to take the sting out of banking. I want the technology to remove some of the chore.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I want that OnStar type of thing. I want to know if I'm having trouble, boom, I push the button. Somebody's picking up the phone, they know a little about me, they know where I am with my life, and they're able to relate to me.
Right.
It's all contextual. You know, we're not contextual, I think, enough in the banking and credit union industry. We're not relating in these meaningful ways that I think we have to relate to.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's a lack of passion, I think, at the member level in many of these organizations. I mean, I hear it from an association point of view. I hear it from a leadership point of view that we're passionate about those we serve, but where the rubber hits the road, which is, you know, at the member experience level, I don't know if that passion is coming through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not marketing's job to drive that passion.
Yeah, I think you hit on a really good point there. It's like it's our money, it's your money, and you want, and talking to a human being is reassuring. At least for me, it is. It's reassuring to go talk to somebody every now and then about my money. And so, and that way, you know, it's not like you say, robo bank, a robo teller, or the whole online experience is wonderful. It's great. But every now and then I like going and talking to somebody because it's reassuring that there's a human connection there, which we can go off on a whole other tangent. that's another show.
You know, we keep adding channels and people keep using them. I mean, we're not necessarily switching channels. We're just picking the channel that's most meaningful mm-hmm. to us at that given time based upon the chore we're trying to accomplish. But let's just admit that, you know, banking's a chore. One of the startups yesterday that was showcased at Finovate talked about creating joyful banking. I don't believe personally anyone ever is going to find joy in banking. I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
Maybe if it's a big deposit, sure, that's a joy.
Maybe, you know, but there are opportunities there where we can reduce the pain and we can make people feel better about the path they're on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to think of these life journeys that we as households and individuals are taking mm-hmm. and the financial partners, the banks and the credit unions need to figure out how they can be relevant through that journey. And that's where the gap is, in my opinion.
Relevant. You know,
marketing creates this promise. And then if you were to take – and the average consumer is probably looking at these promises, and they're not paying attention because all the promises are the same. So let's now create some experiences that are truly unique, mm-hmm. truly different, somewhat interruptive, mm-hmm. okay, if you want to call it that. Not disruptive, but interruptive, and figure a way that we can relate to the consumers.
Right. Excellent advice, sir. All right. To wrap up here, you actually end your note, your letter, on a happy note. I mean, I'm very happy with my credit union, both of the credit unions actually, and I'm like you, I'm at a bank as well, because I like to see the difference in services and the experiences and stuff. So, and I'm very happy with them, but again, they're just kind of these entities there. But you end your letter on a happy note. I mean, and having kind of still having faith. Why?
Well, I do have faith. I mean, again, I think at the end of the day, it's the thought of people helping people, which has always been kind of the cooperative spirit. I mean, as long as we can kind of go back to that and say, how as people are we helping people? And if we can start providing that answer, there's going to be hope. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know a lot of credit union people, leadership, middle management, you know, people that are at the platform level. There are people out there that really care, but I think that they just need to be encouraged and better managed and kind of like held, you know, rewarded for, you know, owning the client or customer or member relationship. And I just don't see that happen. If we can do that, mm-hmm. then it'll be good. There are people out there that are remarkably passionate about community banking at credit unions and at community banks.
Yep.
And we need to, in the industry, need to find those people and kind of put them on a pedestal and spotlight them. Show the rest of our organizations what they're doing is right and what it means to the consumer.
Yeah.
I also think that we need to get out of our ivory towers and go out there and talk. You know, when's the last time a CEO went down and sat in a branch and sat there and said, ask those customers, what are we doing to help you?
Yeah.
I want them to ask this question. What are we doing as CEOs to be your financial partner? Are we your trusted advisor?
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll find that in most cases, people, they won't really give you much of a defined answer. They might say, well, you know, here for me when I need you, things like that. And they kind of, you know, they don't think of banking that much.
Exactly.
You know, but they think of the troubles that they have. They think of the things they need to buy. But, you know, I think that all that's going on right now with technology is actually a benefit to, you know, to the credit union industry. I think that credit unions have an opportunity now to differentiate more than they probably ever had.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because they're going to be able to develop this true high-tech, high-touch, you know, mentality that we talked about in the late 1990s.
Yeah.
Now we really have it. Consumers now have the appetite for technology, but they also have the need for, you know, that human touch. They need help. They want the hand-holding.
Excellent. Great message to end on, Brian. Well done, sir, as always.
Appreciate the opportunity to, maybe it's venting, I don't know.
No, I think it's a great message that needs to be heard, because I think it's pretty darn common out there. What you experience, what I'm experiencing is a common thing. So, and like you said, if you can find those few folks that really have a passion, put them on a pedestal, that's infectious, you know, and it'll spread. So
yeah, we there are stories to be told that we're not telling.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to tell better stories that are really relevant and meaningful. And then as the stories are told, people will get it. Not only the consumer, but the employees.